No.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley tweeted, "I want to hear her." He was speaking about Christine Blasey Ford, who, along with her attorneys, now have until 2:30 this afternoon to respond to a request to testify to the committee about an assault she says happened in high school at the hands of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. After several days of restraint, President Trump is now questioning Ford's story.
Why didn't somebody call the FBI 36 years ago?
He tweeted, "If the attack on Dr. Ford was as bad as she says, charges would have been filed with local authorities by either her or her loving parents." That tweet drew a sharp rebuke from Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine.
I thought that the president's tweet was completely inappropriate and wrong.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Noro Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee we created to not only improve your focus and attention, but to also support your brain health. It has been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine, and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Noro Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel. We created a coffee that not only tastes amazing, it also supports brain health. That's Noro Coffee. I am so confident that you'll love Noro Coffee, but if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's a brain health supplement infused into amazing artisan coffee with a daily cost that is less than what you're currently paying. Again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. It is truly risk-free. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at GetBrainCoffee.com. That's GetBrainCoffee.com. GetBrainCoffee.com. GetBrainCoffee.com.
The head of FEMA used government vehicles without proper authorization, but will not lose his job over it. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says Federal Emergency Management Agency Administrator Brock Long had been under investigation by the Homeland Security Department's watchdog over possibly misusing government vehicles to travel to his home in North Carolina. Nielsen says they spoke about the problems and Long agreed to reimburse the government, though it's not clear how much money that actually is. Chicago Cubs shortstop Addison Russell has been placed on administrative leave following allegations of domestic violence from his wife, Cubs owner Todd Ricketts.
Anytime there are accusations of this nature, they have to be taken very seriously, and timing or inconvenience doesn't play into it.
This after a blog post attributed to Melissa Wrighty, which contained detailed allegations of years of physical and emotional abuse at the hands of Russell. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The FDA has a message for dog and cat owners. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The FDA says pills meant to protect cats and dogs from fleas and ticks could, in some cats and dogs, cause neurological problems as a side effect. Doctors say pet owners need more warnings, and they're issuing an alert to owners and to veterinarians saying they're going to require more clear labeling on such products, including proper dosage. A pesticide used in the medication sold under brand names like Bravecto and NexGard can cause symptoms like stumbling or seizures in some animals. After careful review, the FDA says the products are safe and effective for most animals, but while most won't have adverse reactions, it's important pet owners and vets know the risks and get more information. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
People who want bigger trucks need bigger garages to keep them in. John Clemens explains.
Eric Nobles, an associate professor of transportation design at Art Center College of Design, which is located in Pasadena, California. Garages are being remodeled to what is the new standard size, so the larger trucks and bigger SUVs will fit. But Noble tells us there may be another issue.
I have to say, anecdotally, I'm one of those fellows. I've driven into my own garage with my full-size Ford pickup and surfboard still on the roof and regretted it.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services and Gear Services Web Design. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. Tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave.
In the air, everywhere, around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave. I'm Jim Blythe, U.S. Navy veteran. Joining me, my partner in crime and or evil, the great U.S. Army veteran. Welcome on board, Ron.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. On a rainy day, no less.
Yeah. Hey, we could have a fishing show.
Indeed. But I love rain, though. I love it.
I do, too. But there's a point where it gets to be a little bit too much. Hey, you got a great guest, which goes along with... We're talking about education. We're talking about information. We're talking about employment here on Alliance for the Brave. So please introduce your guest and get us rolling.
Indeed. I'm so excited to have so excited to bring on this next guest. A lot of our veterans were having trouble, you know, navigating the USA Jobs website, the Work in Texas website, things of that nature. But when it comes to the application process, this person definitely helps out. And she is with the Federal Employment Training Center. And her name, she goes by none other than Jacqueline Glover. Welcome to the show, Jacqueline.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron. Thank you. Good morning, team.
Hey, very quickly, a lot of people don't realize this, but we have a lot of guests that are actually military or former military. They're either in, they've already transitioned. They're veterans already, but give us a little background as to what you do for the military.
So for the military, I am actually an equal opportunity advisor. And in that role, this is similar to the EEO counseling as a civilian. So providing soldiers with rights, their entitlements, just different factors of that nature, and if they're concerned about the climate inside their organization, their unit, they can come to my office and I'll provide them some guidance, direction, and for definitely some tools to advocate for a better climate.
Very good, very good. I would love to be invited for maybe a facility tour or something of that nature. I'm always excited to see how the other half lives, so to speak. But you do great things for the Federal Employment Training Center as well. What exactly do you do there?
So actually, I volunteer with Emil Washington and his wife there at the facility in Arlington.
Yeah, shout out to Emil.
Absolutely. Great, beautiful couple, but a great team, and they've definitely been serving the community. And so they're just assisting him in any type of administrative support that he needs to help others. And so in this capacity, we have started a career summit. We've initiated a career summit that's going to be hosted by none other than the Potter's House. And I tell you, this is a bang-up job, well-orchestrated. ML and other personnel have done a bang-up job in bringing the best to the DFW area. I am super excited about it.
Wow, that's amazing. What? Share with everyone the date and where they can find that information.
This is going to be 29 September. Mark it on your calendars. I'm telling you, tell your friends. Tell that cousin that, you know, just can't seem to get off their feet, because this is not just for the military community. We're opening up to the community, to the DFW area. And so this will be from 9 to 12, 29 September. Again, you don't want to miss it, because some of the best employers in the area have decided to come.
Outstanding, outstanding. Now, as far as veterans, do they need to bring anything with them, DD-214s, resumes, anything like that, or do you guys cover all that for them?
Absolutely.
As far as information.
So in your arsenal, first you want to look the best, have those shoes wiped up, the hair freshly cut. Don't come in with a couple of washes. You know, just have one. Be conservative. Be ready to hire because they are actually interested. Some are interested in hiring the very same day. So you want to be branding yourself. So you definitely want to be hire ready. And so, of course, yes, DD-214 and your resume is only what you need for that day because they are going to take the time. They'll give the background, whatever references you have later. But on that day, there are some ready to hire on the spot. So definitely have your arsenal ready.
Very good, very good. And we apologize for the sound quality. I mean, with the rain and everything, you know, it could be a daunting task. But we can hear you fairly clearly. But I wanted to ask you a question concerning the places where you guys cover. You're not only Fort Worth and Dallas, but you actually go all the way up into Oklahoma as well, right?
Yes. So this community. Of volunteers, employees, yes, they branch all the way down to Fort Hood, some even San Antonio, Texas, but yes, definitely into the Oklahoma area.
Very good. And I applaud you, Jacqueline, for your volunteering. A lot of veterans don't realize that if you put volunteer on your resumes, even if you're unemployed, that looks good. I mean, you're not just sitting around watching, you know, Maury Povich or something, but you're actually using your time even while you're not working I think you said EEOC, right? Or Equal Opportunity Employment.
Opportunity, yes.
Yes. So you're volunteering at the same time. So I'm pretty sure your resume looks great, but I really applaud you for your volunteer efforts, though. I really do.
You know, Ron, one of the things about volunteering is a chance to get to know people, a chance to have a relationship with people, and that leads to all kinds of opportunities. It's all about relationships.
That's right.
And that's where you build some of the really great relationships. So what you're talking about, what Jackie's doing, is incredible. You need to repeat the go back over this so some of the people that are tuning in late or getting their coffee going know about this because this is an important deal you're doing on the 29th.
Yes, please, Jacqueline.
Absolutely,
repeat that.
And Jim, and let me say this to military personnel. Sometimes they get credit for volunteering their time and get some type of military recognition for it. But it goes beyond a mark on your chest. Volunteering gives you experience. It helps in your transition as you get out of the military because it opens your bandwidth. It allows you to relate to those that don't look like you. It allows you to be more comfortable with a wide spectrum of people. And so you begin to have a more relevant touch to community, to a sense of community. As soldiers, as sailors, we have such of that sense of duty that sometimes we only see our brothers and sisters in arms. And so when you begin to really reach out into other spectrums outside of the military, your vernacular opens up, your mindset opens up, your perspective opens up, and sometimes your blind spot is exposed. And so this is absolutely, Jim, you're absolutely right there. This is something that we want to always be doing, which is giving back to our community. Although, you know, it's a part of our life when we give it up and sign in for Uncle Sam. But, yes, 29 September is the date, 9 o'clock, 9 to 12. So if you're not there at 12, no worries. But we're expecting at minimum 300 people. There's going to be 25 employers on the 29th of September from 9 to 12. And I'm telling you, the West Hotel, and they call it the Hotel, DBA, Dallas Sheriff's Department, Dallas Police Department, There is so many employers, again, coming in just to commit to this community, this event. They are excited, and I've been getting emails as late as last night just saying, I can't wait to be a part of serving and hiring some of the best potential candidates in the area.
Very good. And I'm so glad you mentioned vernacular. We have a lot of veterans that are still using acronyms from the military, and they're just dotting it all over the resumes. TOC, for example, CQ. I mean, no one knows what those acronyms are in the civilian world. But I'm so appreciative of the fact that you guys explain to the veterans that this needs not be on there, because the civilian employers, the hiring staff, they have no idea what they're talking about. So I applaud you for that as well.
Well, to both of you, I just have to really say thank you for allowing us to come on the show and advertise what we're doing, because we did have a previous opportunity to train military personnel up to be ready for this event, to help them fix those verbal communications, to remind them, give them tips of how to clean up that resume and package themselves to present it to that employer. And it's tough, and sometimes we have very little showing to what we're bringing to the table. I mean, the audience that we're getting is not... It's no way in comparison to what the tools, the people that we're bringing in to give them the best, to prepare them for events like this. And so Marriott actually is having another, the very following weekend, is also having another hiring event. So we're trying to push to those in the community. When we get these advertisements out to you, we want all to know that we're here to serve them, here to prepare them. The employers are telling us what they're looking for. So you can't miss.
Very good. Now, I will remind everyone, if you need to see the flyer, things of that nature, you can visit our website, tvc.texas.gov. I'm going to make sure that's posted there. You can also go to our radio email. Or I'm sorry, website, and that's AllianceForTheBrave.com.
With
just
a four.
Click on with the number four. Yes, don't spell that out. It's the numeral four. So that's AllianceForTheBrave.com, and just tap on the events calendar, and we'll make sure that's posted there as well. But again, this is being presented by the Federal Employment Training Center, and this is on the 29th of September, which is actually next week. So govern yourselves accordingly.
You know, Ron, that training, that term training. Hey, you went through boot camp, you got trained.
Yes.
You went through A school, you got trained. You went through various and sundry training programs. Throughout my military career, it was one day right after another of training. I think it is so important, because now we're transitioning into a new world, which is out of the military and into the civilian world, and utilizing that ability to comprehend the training, wrap your arms around the training, get that help. Because, you know, it's like if you wanted to sell a car, then you want to shine it up. If you want to present yourself, you want to shine it up. If you wanted to go to a dating party with a lot of beautiful people, you'd want to what?
Shine it up.
You bet. You bet. And so think about this. When you're talking to a potential employer, they're not only looking at you individually, but they're looking at you as a potential member of their team, and how would you fit in with everybody else. And I think that's really important, putting your best foot forward. So tell you what, let's do. Let's take a break. We'll be back after these words from all of our partners. We're talking with Jackie. Again, what is the group? What is this?
Federal Employment Training Center. Jacqueline Gubb.
Yes.
The infamous Jacqueline Gubb.
Yes.
And people can get a hold of you where?
This is FETC in Arlington. And you can reach out to ML Washington. And the website is FETC.org.
All right. We're going to be right back after these words from all of our partners. This is Ron Abrams and Jim Blythe, and we are the Alliance for the Brave, your show host, team members, bringing you education, communication, and today's information.
1160 AM KBDT proudly presents this historic salute to Grapevine, Texas. Brought to you by the Spice and Tea Exchange at 319 South Main Street. In mid-November of 1845, settlers from Missouri, the Archibald Leonard family, B.J. and Hiram Crowley, Ambrose Foster, and the family of Judge Jacob Moorhead settled near Lonesome Dove. 2 years later, the Lonesome Dove Baptist Church was established south of Judge Moorhead's place near Grapevine.
I'm Nancy McBrayer for the Spice and Tea Exchange. We started in Fort Worth and just really loved the Grapevine area. We wanted to capture the folks that were from Dallas that came to the stockyards that said, oh, this is so far for us. And Grapevine is such a beautiful area. We decided that that was a perfect place for our second location.
Grapevine, Texas, a world festival and event city. Find out more about Grapevine by going to www.grapevinetexas.gov.
I'm Nancy McBrayer for the Spice and Tea Exchange.
Step back in time. Visit historic Grapevine, Texas today.
This is Jim Blythe, your host for Alliance for the Brave. I work for Homebridge Financial Services Mortgage Company, and we're one of the top mortgage lenders in the nation. We're offering to our listeners a special promotion. Homebridge is offering $500 off your closing costs to our listeners who use the promo code A4B. That's A and the number 4B. Just call 833-4-MY-VA-LOAN. That's 833, the number 4, MY-VA-LOAN. Or visit our website at homebridge.com. My NMLS number is 311-548. And our Homebridge company NMLS is 6521. Our address is 194 Wood Avenue South, 9th floor, Island, New Jersey, 08830. We are an equal opportunity lender, and we love veterans and want to help you with your home loan financing needs. Jim Blythe with Homebridge. You can also go to my website at allianceforthebrave.com.
Get the best night's sleep of your life with a MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, and you'll get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. 100% machine washable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. How can you lose? Go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Antel, U.S. Army retired.
You will rise to the level of your leadership. If your leadership level is high and you're a capable leader, you can do many good things for many people. If your leadership level is low, if you have trouble working with people, if you can't get along with people, then you can't really be a leader. You will rise to the level of your leadership. Teamwork wins. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
And welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for holding through the break. I'm Ron Abrams, District Outreach Coordinator for the Texas Veterans Commission. And if you've missed the first quarter of the show, we have with us today Jacqueline Glover, and she's with the Federal Employment Training Center. A center that not only helps you with your resumes and interview techniques, things of that nature, but they also teach you what hiring managers are really looking for. And they have a great team of dedicated professionals, and they help you create a network to help you overcome a lot of your significant barriers to employment. And the Texas Veterans Commission is very proud to be in collaboration with these guys, because they're also helping those that may be having some problems with the law as well. Sometimes veterans do make mistakes out there sometimes, but a lot of times it just has to do with the stress from, transitioning from the military. So shout out to Redemption Bridge as well. John Molina over there, John Benson, rather. He's actually facilitates a lot of the training there. And ML Washington, who is the founder of the Federal Employment Training Center, he attends those meetings as well. So we help with the stopping the recidivism with a lot of veterans that may have had a little brushes or run-ins with the law. But Jacqueline, I really appreciate you holding through the break. I know you have to get back to training over there, but we definitely welcome you to the show. Thanks for holding through the break.
Thank you so much, Ron and Jim, and to the Alliance for the Brave Community. I tell you, this has been an honor, and to your point, the Honorable Collins of Dallas County, one of the judges there in the city, she gives second chances to veterans that have cases, federal cases, felonies, nonviolent, of course, to help them get the second chance. So she has a great program that she works with. So we have all kinds of connections. Again, that's with FETC. This is you can find him at in Washington at FETC, that's 23.org. I missed that earlier. Again, FETC 23.org. That's ML Washington, the founder of Federal Employment Training Center.
I got to tell you, Judge Dominique Collins is one of the finest people in Dallas. She does an incredible job. We've got several veterans courts in North Texas, Collin County, Denton County. I'm familiar more with the Denton County because I've provided financial services to the Denton County Veterans Court for years. And I think there's so much that people need in training to make that transition. I'm just amazed the more and more I learn about how people need guidance and help. I think that's one of the reasons why we started this program, to provide that education. Indeed. So what Jackie's doing is incredible. Jackie, one thing, what would be, in your opinion, the number one thing that someone could do to ensure their ability to make a great first impression in an interview?
Well, we have what we call the two-minute elevator moment. If you could package or brand yourself into 2 minutes, giving the very best points about yourself, to that employer, and imagine yourself talking to the CEO of that company, not just a representative for an interview session, but showing that you can be a vested part of that organization. If you can package yourself in less than 2 minutes, and so we say, I use the term the elevator moment, you know, just meeting someone for the first time and saying, this is what I bring to the table. I think that would be foremost the very best thing, you know, other than the presentation of yourself to be reserved, but definitely just to begin to practice the skill set of presenting yourself to the person that you're trying to be on their team with.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, Jacqueline, because – And I will warn you, I'm going to steal that phrase, elevator moment. we call it elevator pitches or 30-second commercial, things of that nature. To speak to that, I remember going through an interview when I transitioned from the military. They asked me a question, and I think I probably went over, 3 minutes just to answer. And I noticed that the interviewer started doodling on the page. So you're right. You should limit it to at least 2 minutes or less. You're so correct in that.
Well, I tell you what, we got 1 minute to go. Jackie, again, thank you. And Ron, who does she work for?
Federal Employment Training Center.
And that's really important. People can find out about you where?
Foxtrot, Echo, Tango, Charlie, the number 23.org. That's F-E-T-C 23.org. Thanks again, Jackie.
And that's Navigating the Federal Employment. Thank you, Jackie, and we will be right back after this word from all of our partners. Congressman Pete Sessions is coming up next. We need to be talking this month about suicide prevention and mental health. Pete Sessions is going to be talking with us about that and what he's working on. So Thank you for sticking with us on Alliance for the Brave, and we'll be right back after these words. This is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams. We are Alliance for the Brave.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley tweeted, "I want to hear her." He was speaking about Christine Blasey Ford, who, along with her attorneys, now have until 2:30 this afternoon to respond to a request to testify to the committee about an assault she says happened in high school at the hands of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. After several days of restraint, President Trump is now questioning Ford's story.
"Why didn't somebody call the FBI 36 years ago?"
He tweeted, "If the attack on Dr. Ford was as bad as she says, charges would have been filed with local authorities by either her or her loving parents." That tweet drew a sharp rebuke from Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine.
"I thought that the president's tweet was completely inappropriate and wrong."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I used to watch people check into motels with pillows. I used to say, "Why? They've got pillows there. Aren't they good enough?" Now I know they weren't good enough, because I have my pillow, and I take mine with me everywhere I go, anytime I'm spending a night. Why? It stays cool all night. You don't have to wake up in the middle of the night, flip the cool side of the pillow. Keeps its shape all night long. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. A 10-year warranty. Have you got a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Nope. And you can put a MyPillow in the washer, dryer. It's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half price. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army, retired.
"I served many years in Korea in the United States Army. You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. Our trip will take place from 17 through 24 October 2018, and I'll be there to be your guide for the entire time. We'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. We'll explore the national security issues involving the current situation in Korea. If you want to learn what's going on, this is a trip you want to come on. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. We'll also have a chance to see the North Korean invasion tunnels and learn a lot about the security situation in Korea. You'll experience Korean culture, dine in some of the best restaurants in the world, and much, much more. Seoul, Korea is one of the biggest and most modern cities in the world. Join me on this trip. 17 through 24 October, we're going to go to Korea. A trip of a lifetime."
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entel. Find out more. Go to AllianceForTheBrave.com.
Right now, he's thinking about punching that ticket.
The Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series playoffs.
With a win, he will advance automatically.
Race 2, and the only way to guarantee a spot in the next round.
Larson is away with the lead. They're banging in the back of the pack.
Is by winning at the Richmond Short Track.
The Truex is in the wall.
The Federated Auto Parts 400.
Somebody's going to have to try to roll the dice.
Saturday night at 5:30 on the Motor Racing Network.
Saturday night at the races, it's the Federated Auto Parts 400.
Tomorrow at 5:30
on 1160 AM KBDT.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army retired.
Never, never, never quit. By moving forward, you generate options. In life, leaders will face challenges that sometimes seem insurmountable. Leaders will be up against walls that they feel they cannot climb. If you give up, if you surrender, if you say, "I give up, I will no longer do this," you are not a leader. Leaders must move forward. They must generate options. Change courses of action. Try it a different way. Think of a new idea, but never quit. Leaders never quit. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services and Gear Services Web Design. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now, back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio.
Welcome back aboard. This is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams, and we are your hosts for Alliance for the Brave. I now have one of them, a really good friend, a great expert on Washington, and a man who is heavily involved with a lot of veteran activities. Congressman Pete Sessions, welcome aboard.
Jim, good morning. What an honor it is to be with you again this morning and to talk about the important veteran issues and issues that face families this morning in this beautiful September, the rainy month in Texas.
Boy, no kidding, we got there. Congressman Sessions, this is really an important thing that we're talking about this month, which is mental health, suicide prevention. I want to go right. A lot of people don't know how heavily involved you are with our VA in North Texas and with our veterans and some of the things you've brought and now are bringing attention to suicide prevention on the 29th. So would you please tell us a little bit about what your team and the Veterans Resource Team is bringing to North Texas?
Yes, I will. And, Jim, the accolades for this really go to two organizations. One is the Veterans Service Organization that is right directly next to the VA in Dallas, and the VA. They have, I'm not going to use the word finally, it's taken us a long time. We have finally challenged each other properly to where we are going to have what is a national trial or an opportunity for us to learn a lot in Dallas, Texas, and the country, then to learn also about how we can turn the corner on suicides. As you know, it is a national tragedy and a nightmare that we're really not in the middle of, that we have seen for quite some time, and no one grasped a real best practice to try and deal with it. So the Veteran Service Organizations of Dallas that you're a part of, Jim, you've been to the meetings, and the VA, and I are going to host what will be on September the 29th, a large opportunity in our community where we are going to talk about a way to deal with this issue. It is larger than just the individual. It is the family in our communities. Churches will be involved. Veteran service organizations will be involved. Outreach people will be involved. The police departments will be involved. Hospitals will be involved. And we are fueling this off a great presence that started as a trial in Dallas, too, with the Dallas Police Department, where every time there is seemingly a call for help to 911, it is followed up with two police cars, who men and women who are trained and prepared to help the first responders. There is a advocate for veteran 24 hours a day at Dallas 911, and we are learning how to deal with the circumstances, the people who are behind the distress, the families who are behind there, and now we're trying to take that story and tell it to a wider community. I meet with church and religious leaders, pastors have said they want to be involved. We've met with school officials who see sometimes the children that come in. We all need to be on the same page. It's going to take a while, but we are going to kick that off. You've got the information in front of you, Jim, of exactly what time and where at City Hall, but we are going to address the issue. We will no longer turn our back. And my friends, Mike Wilburn, who's, you may know him, Whiskers for Warriors, the men that look just like ZZ Top that are in our VA on a regular basis.
You bet.
David 44 Kill, which is an organization that caters to veterans, as well as David Fabora at Adaptive Training Center. All of these young people will come and be involved and will take part in making sure in North Texas that we know more about the story of how to help.
You know, Congressman Sessions, one of the things that I have learned in this month-long really talking about mental health and suicide prevention is out of the 20 to 20, now they say it's down to 20 a day that are taking their own lives, 14 out of that 20 have never set foot in a VA healthcare system. We don't know about them, and they're out there in the community. So what you're doing, bringing attention to this, bringing information to this, will help somebody, a family member, a veteran, to come forward and say, hey, I need some help. I need to get a chance. And Congressman Sessions, this is not just about veterans, because we have a suicide epidemic nationwide in our nation. With our millennials, we're seeing more and more young people committing suicide. I mean, these are the young people who have so much to live for. And so this is so important, what you're doing and what you're bringing to the table. And your goals, your courses of action are just absolutely tremendous. So working together, again, you're working with Ken Watterson and the Veterans Resource Center. Charlene Johns is a good friend of mine. David Vapora is a good friend of mine. All of these people are heavily involved in not just the veteran community, but the community as a whole.
Well, that's exactly right. And I don't think, unless we just say Charlene, 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 that anybody else is necessarily the person. Charlene is the person. We are all in this together, trying to work together. But the facts of the case are real simple. Many people see this and don't know what to do. They don't know how to help. They don't know how to refer. They don't know exactly what to do. And this is where we're going to highlight. It might be that we refer somebody as an outreach to eQuest. It might be someone where we have rowing now at White Rock Lake, veterans rowing. I was at an event about 3 weeks ago where we have finally, and I say finally because it does take a while to make progress. There is an area on the east side of White Rock Lake just south of Mockingbird, and instead of being in the mud, it is all there, and it would be muddy today, let me assure you, brother, and it would be covered up. The slab of concrete is covered up today with the rains. But on a normal, regular day, they now have a dock that is there, a place where veterans can come and park their car. It is just a beautiful place. Adaptive Training Center, David Vapora, all these outreach places. Rob Kiker, who's involved in the outreach program where they bring families up for the weekend to have not just retreats but to resuscitate the family, to give them the calming effect that we believe in them. All of these areas, they will be involved in this beautiful, beautiful meeting. If you could tell people you've got the sheet of paper, Jim, what time and where it is, it's an alert once again to those who want to learn more and would be involved. And
it's
they can call my office and gain information, or you've got it.
All right, it's on the 29th. It's next Saturday. It's going to be from 10 to 11 at the Dallas City Hall in the Flag Room, and it's going to be, from 10 to 11. You want to know more about it? I think we'll be able to post it here on Alliance for the Brave and in my website as well. You can go to Congressman Pete Sessions' office and call them, look them up. I mean, what a great team of people. Lydia Spahn, I've been working with her. I've gotten to know Caroline Booth. You've got a great team of people that are so helpful and so really concerned. And I think a lot of people don't realize, again, all of the things that you have worked on to do it. One of the things you insisted on was hyperbaric oxygen therapy that you basically got the VA to use, and it's proven to be very successful, hadn't it?
Well, it has, and it has across the country, and it is literally now a 17-year effort that I have had a battle with not only DOD, but the medical community. We know that it has an application. We know it works, but they took their time to study under what circumstances. We had men and people who were involved in the Vietnam War who had concussion and percussion difficulty from howitzers during the Vietnam War. We've had other people who were around loud noises, repeated noises. If you think of your brain in the same, I'm not a medical doctor, but in a similar way with overusing a joint or overusing an arm where you get repetitive motion, well, the same thing is true of your brain that would take trauma to it. The Brain Health Center here in Dallas and the research they're doing, we're trying to put together from a national perspective, not just the local perspective, and hyperbaric oxygen is one of those therapies and treatments.
You know, Congressman Sessions, last week I had Dr. Michael Russell from the Center of Excellence down in Waco. He is the lead researcher in the nation for PTS, depression, and TBIs. They now have just recently acquired, thanks to our VA funding, a piece of equipment that was built in Israel that's FDA approved, and they're treating TBIs and depression with electromagnetic therapy that is having a tremendous impact. And the things that can happen. So the things that you and our other congressmen have done, and I know Eddie Bernice Johnson, her career started in the VA healthcare system here in Dallas. You and she are friends. You cross the aisle. You guys are working to take care of veterans all the way up and down. And now more and more and more awareness is coming after these long pushing struggles that you've had. So I just want to thank you about that. And again, we're going to talk about September 29th at the Dallas City Hall at the Flag Room. That's 1500 Maria Street in Dallas. You want to take a look. You want to be there. And you want to meet some of these people. Charlene Johns is one. Ken Watterson is another. David Wapora, a guy you mentioned, incredible in what he's doing with the Adaptive Training Foundation. I know you're good friends with him as well.
Yeah, in fact, if there are people who cannot attend but also want to receive information, all they have to do is to call my office, the office of Congressman Pete Sessions in Dallas, and say to us, we cannot attend or we'd like to attend. You can RSVP with us. But more to the point, I cannot attend. I'm interested in receiving more information and we'll send it.
And this is really important because mental health, it just doesn't discriminate. It's across the board, and we need to help those few people. And it just isn't about veterans because the VA has led the way. Most people don't realize the VA trains 70%. Ron, did you know that? 70% of the practitioners in medicine today in America get their initial training at the VA. So this is important, the way Congressman Session, you and others have integrated this to be able to have this kind of help.
Congressman Sessions, it does matter, and almost every single doctor through a medical program have received their training at the VA and recognize that not only treating the veteran, but understanding their sacrifice to this nation and why we live so strongly.
Congressman Sessions, let's give out that Dallas number. The one I have is 972-392-0505. Is that correct?
Yes, that would be correct.
Okay, and you can talk. You've got some really great people who pay attention. I know. They take my calls. And I've gotten with you many times. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to some words from our partners and sponsors, and then we'll wrap up with more discussion with Congressman Pete Sessions about mental health, about all that is being done, and again, about September 29th. So, Congressman Sessions, thank you for sticking around. We're going to have a few more words with you right after this word from all of our partners. This is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams, and we are Alliance for the Brave. We'll be right back talking about mental health, suicide prevention, and taking care of not only our brother and sisters in arms, but taking care of Americans on Alliance for the Brave.
Colonel John Antel, U.S. Army, retired.
I served many years in Korea in the United States Army. You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. Our trip will take place from 17 through 24 October 2018, and I'll be there to be your guide for the entire time. We'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. We'll explore the national security issues involving the current situation in Korea. If you want to learn what's going on, this is a trip you want to come on. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. We'll also have a chance to see the North Korean invasion tunnels and learn a lot about the security situation in Korea. You'll experience Korean culture, dine in some of the best restaurants in the world, and much, much more. Seoul, Korea is one of the biggest and most modern cities in the world. Join me on this trip. 17 through 24 October, we're going to go to Korea. A trip of a lifetime.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entel. Find out more. Go to AllianceForTheBrave.com.
Do you know someone who has a drinking problem or drug addiction? Well, you know what comes next. If you or someone close to you has a bad drinking or drug problem, and they have private health insurance, free help may be available. Call a recovering addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline. They'll help you get clean and sober and give you a total rehab in a beautiful five-star treatment facility. It's like a vacation, but a clean vacation. If you have private health insurance, quitting drugs, quitting alcohol, and getting sober is just a free call away. Sorry, we don't accept Medicare or Medicaid. Make this free, confidential call now, before someone dies.
800-915-9734. 800-915-9734. 800-915-9734. 800-915-9734.
Get the best night's sleep of your life with a MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, and you'll get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. 100% machine washable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. How can you lose? Go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Antel, U.S. Army retired.
Don't bet on strategies, bet on people. Leaders make the difference. If it was just up to strategy, if it was just a mathematical equation, if 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 3, you don't need a leader. The problem is in complex situations, particularly in wicked situations. Leaders make the difference. Wicked problems are such that can only be solved by leaders with insight. Therefore, leaders must know and must be able to accomplish whatever the task is. You must pick leaders who can do this. You bet on leaders. You don't bet on strategies. You bet on people. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
Listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
And welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to today's program. I'm Ron Abrams, District Outreach Coordinator for the Texas Veterans Commission. And also in studio today, we have the incomparable Jim Blythe, Certified Senior Advisor. And on the phone with us today, the intractable, Congressman Pete Sessions. Thank you for holding, Congressman.
Hey, Pete, a lot of people don't know about your involvement with veterans. So, again, let's bring up this September 29th. It's going to be at Dallas City Hall. It's going to be from 10 to 11. And we're going to be working with quite a few people to talk about identifying and working with people who are dealing with mild or severe mental illness. You are leading this charge along with some great people, David Vapora, Charlene Johns, some church leaders. So I want to thank you for that and tell you I'm going to see you then on Saturday morning next week. But, Ron, you had a question about hyperbaric oxygen, which is one of the things that Congressman Sessions has championed for years and gotten the VA to utilize.
Yes, I was just wondering, I know they cover, I thought it was only maybe a handful of ailments, but it covers a whole lot more ailments that I was not even aware of. Could you go over some of the ailments that hyperbaric oxygen therapy can help out in?
I can't, Colonel. And let me say this. Please remember, I am not neither a healthcare professional nor a person who's trained in what I'm saying. So these are all observations from being Jim Bly's favorite congressman.
Congressman, yeah.
Yeah, well, your favorite one, too. But essentially what happens is that we went back on this, and this was not your question, but we went back 17 years ago and asked the VA, who did have a use of hyperbaric oxygen for wound recovery. The hyperbaric oxygen encourages wound development, the encouragement through oxygen of regenerating not only wounds and skin, but also other elements. I'm not the physician to tell you. And we believe that there's a correlation between people who had IED incidents where they were injured and where their skin and knees and arms and head and face were not healing properly. They utilized hyperbaric oxygen, and fewer of those people later then had necessarily a problem with traumatic brain injury. It was a part of the healing that took place. And so the VA finally, after me trying to work with them in DOD, has recognized that there is a point at which this can help the recovery of your neurons in your brain, and it's through pathways that are developed through the brain healing itself and offering that opportunity. So it's essentially wound recovery combined with the ability to then help the brain to stimulate regrowth and generation within it.
Congressman Sessions, as an observation, my opinion is that the work that you have done and other congressmen have done and other leaders have done, as well as leaders such as Jeff Milligan, who's heads our VA Vision 17, have really changed our VA healthcare system to be what it is today. Our VA in North Texas, I think, is probably number one in the nation, while it's number two in size and number one in quality. And the people that I know are going are getting tremendous help. The stories that I hear are unbelievable. So I want to encourage people to get involved and thank you for your involvement in helping veterans. Pete, it really means a lot.
And Jim, and I need to also say I've been able to bring other members along also. There is a new young congressman from Colorado, Ken Buck, who has taken a real interest. There are a number of veterans in Colorado, and their opportunity to better their lives has been through Congressman Ken Buck and his association with the Rocky Mountain Center. I've also been to the Veterans Center in Utah and trying to work to get more people not only to come and participate, but it builds our body of evidence to suggest when we also work with the family, we're going to heal this problem. I'm delighted to know that you and I are going to be there, and thank you for allowing me to be here with you today. And I look forward to seeing you next Saturday.
We'll see you next Saturday. All right, this is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams saying goodbye to Congressman Pete Sessions. Coming up next, we've got Dr. Susanna Creech with Family Support for Veterans and Service Members with PTSD. We're continuing the discussion.
News, talk, weather, sports. This is 1160 AM KBDT, Highland Park, Dallas-Fort Worth. Big D Talk. The news starts now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee says he will give the woman who is accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault more time to decide on the terms of her appearance before the committee. President Trump is now questioning Ford's story.
Why didn't somebody call the FBI 36 years ago?
Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa tweeted his reply after the lawyer for Christine Blasey Ford asked for another day to make the decision. He said he feels like he's playing second trombone in the judiciary orchestra, and Schumer is the conductor. Grassley says he has granted 5 extensions to Dr. Ford, and he adds he wants to hear her story. Ford's lawyer asked for one more day just before Friday night's 10 o'clock deadline. Ford now has until 2:30 this afternoon to respond to the request to testify. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
This could be Bill Cosby's last weekend of freedom. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
A sentencing hearing for the legendary comedian begins Monday in a Philadelphia suburb after Cosby was found guilty in April of drugging and sexually assaulting a former Temple University athletic staffer at his home in 2004. The sentencing hearing is expected to last 2 days. The 81-year-old Cosby could be sentenced to anything from probation to house arrest to several years in prison. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein reportedly suggested he secretly record the president at the White House to expose the chaos that's plaguing the administration. He talked about recruiting cabinet members to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove Mr. Trump for being unfit. A former Justice Department official who was in the meeting confirms he made a reference to recording the president, but he says the comment was sarcastic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The CDC's National Center for Health Statistics report the death rate for Americans has increased in 5 of the 12 leading causes of death. With more, here's John Clemens.
The report on mortality also examines when, why, and where Americans are dying. The latest figures show increases in 5 of the 12 leading causes, including injuries, Alzheimer's disease, suicide, chronic liver disease, as well as the life-threatening bloodstream poisoning condition known as septicemia. Another disturbing trend was the increase in the age-adjusted suicide rate, increasing by 23% from 2006 to 2016, up to 13.5 suicides for every 100,000. I'm John Clemens.
An Omaha landlord cited for code violations says his tenants are used to slum conditions because they're refugees from Southeast Asia. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
More than 500 residents evacuated from an Omaha apartment complex housing immigrants from Myanmar because of code violations. Housing officials say the apartments were full of bugs and there were collapsing ceilings. Landlord Key Anderson tells reporters he never received any complaints from the tenants.
Go home and Google the refugee camps in Thailand. They all have thatched roofs and dirt streets, and, you know, the bugs have always been part of their lives. The roof leaks have always been part of their lives, which is probably why they haven't complained.
Omaha officials say they received nearly 100 complaints last Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
I'm the home of the brave.
Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services and Gear Services Web Design. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty, with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. Tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave.
In the air, everywhere, around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave, where we bring education, information, and communication to today's veterans, active duty military, first responders, and patriots throughout the world. I'm Jim Blythe, U.S. Navy veteran, certified senior advisor. Joining me, Ron Abrams, and he's stepped down the hall for just a second. I have a very, very special program that I have been wanting to present for quite a while. I am welcoming Dr. Susanna Creech. She is with the VA Healthcare System, Vision 17. Dr. Creech, welcome aboard.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Dr. Creech, let's tell everybody a little bit about you and who you are and what you do for our veterans in the veterans healthcare system.
Absolutely. So I'm a clinical psychologist by training, and primarily right now I am in a research position. And Jim, a lot of people don't know that the VA has a major research component of what we do. And I am fortunate enough to work at the premier research center for the VA in Texas, the Vision 17 Center of Excellence for Research on Returning Veterans. And the focus of my work there is really twofold. It's helping to understand the ways in which families and intimate relationship partners can support recovery and reintegration after deployment, as well as understanding some of the ways that the invisible wounds of war can actually influence our military families, and trying to develop new treatments to help strengthen those families.
Dr. Creech, a lot of people don't know that nationwide, the VA probably trains, I know the statistic is 70% of the medical practitioners in the United States get their initial training at the VA healthcare system. That is amazing.
That's right.
The other side of this coin, a lot of people don't know, is the research that the VA has done for many, many years has led to many, many breakthroughs medically. And a lot of people don't realize it's not just about veterans in the VA, because the research and the work that you guys do carries across the board. Now, I did get a chance to tour with Dr. Michael Russell, your Center of Excellence down in Waco. Oh, what an impressive, impressive deal. But you are talking and you are leading the charge when it really comes to family support for veterans. I think that is truly amazing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. You know, I think, you know, so many times we don't consider the power of a healthy family in supporting both physical health and mental health. And I really approach both my clinical work and the research that I do from a framework where, you know, family health is a critical part of health, not just for veterans, but all over the country. And if we can sort of bring, you know, the health of the family back into medicine, then I think that we'd be doing everyone a big service.
Well, as the old, and I can give a cliche, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. We all know that, but really, you're right. When you're trying to do a job, whether it's a military job and you're deployed overseas, or it's a civilian job, and you have problems at home, man, I'm living proof of that. Now, speaking mm-hmm. of family, let's talk about your family heritage, your background in family. Tell us a little bit about your grandfathers and their involvement and how that influenced you.
Yeah, so, you know, I come from a really strong military family. It was part of our culture growing up. We had tremendous pride in the work that both of my grandfathers did. So, you know, my paternal grandfather, James, he was career Navy, and he actually spent 30 years in the submarine service. And so my father's side of the family spent a lot of time in Hawaii, as well as traveling the globe wherever he would be stationed. He was a torpedo man when he started and a yeoman later. And, of course, he had service in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. We're tremendously proud of that. And then on the other side, on my maternal side, and this is the grandpa that I spent the most time with growing up. We were very, very close. My maternal grandfather, AJ, was in the Army Air Corps. He joined in the 40s. He had grown up on a farm in Oklahoma in the Dust Bowl, and he remembers very vividly seeing planes fly over and saying, "I want to learn how to do that," and he did. He was in the Air Force as a pilot for over 20 years. He mostly was a rescue pilot, and he had a lot of great stories about the things that he did, but he also flew the Berlin Wall Corridor as part of the Berlin Airlift. He received an Air Force medal for meritorious achievement in flight. And then, like my paternal grandfather, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam service.
Wow, that's quite a history. I think you're married to somebody with a military background as well, aren't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, my husband was in the Army. You know, he was in the late 90s. He was an intelligence analyst and worked during Operation Desert Fox. And he actually was in the Army before he went to school. And we met in graduate school. And he's actually also a researcher at the VA. So we both benefited from that VA training that you mentioned earlier.
Dr. Creech, I want to tell you a quick story. I have a good friend, and he wouldn't mind me using his name, Drago Dresden, who was a Navy SEAL. And Drago was what we call a breacher. That's the guy who sets the explosive charge for them to go through walls or doors or whatever. And he suffered from traumatic brain injury from the standpoint of concussion after concussion after concussion. And his wife recognized the problem that he had. His wife pushed him to go to a research facility to understand brain mapping and brain retraining. It was his wife and her involvement that got him into getting help. So I want you to talk a little bit about how families, there's four ways that families can support veterans.
Yeah, there's absolutely, and this is so key, I think, to get this message out there, and I hope we'll be able to go into a little bit of detail about this. But the four ways are, in brief, the first is education. So finding out about, you know, whether it's a traumatic brain injury or something else that's going on with your service member. So that's the first thing to do. The second is to support treatment. So finding out whatever the treatment that the docs or the medical professionals have suggested, getting educated about that. The third is kind of taking a look at your household and your relationship dynamics. Are there things that can be improved there? And then the fourth is supporting yourself. You know, we hear a lot about caregiver health these days, but probably not enough. You know, if you're not healthy, you can't really care for someone else the way that you want to. So those are the four ways that family members can support service members with whatever they're dealing with, be it a medical or a mental health issue.
See, I think these are important. Ron?
I had a question concerning, educational portion. I know a lot of medical professionals, they get continued education credits and things of that nature. But when it has to do with a family member, it becomes a whole lot more important. But I'm wondering the recovery process. What's the average amount of time would you say, just roundabout, for a person to recover from a traumatic brain injury or even post-traumatic stress?
Well, it really depends on, the extent of the injury, and it depends on how much treatment they've gotten for post-traumatic stress. So, sometimes we see, especially in the Vietnam generation, sometimes they're retiring and their symptoms are getting worse because now they're not spending as much time focused on that job. And so, there's no one pathway towards recovery, and any pathway is what I would say it's normal, right? So some people recover quickly. Some people, it takes a longer time. It just depends.
Dr. Creech, aren't there some publications that people can get through the VA where they can learn about some of these things? I'm not as familiar with that as I should be, but I know I've picked up some flyers. I know we've got a conference next Saturday, the Congressman Sessions, in our center up here, our Veterans Resource Center, is putting on. But where else can people go to understand and learn some of these things? Instead of getting frustrated, where can you go to learn?
Well, the first place that I always suggest to people, if it's a PTSD issue, post-traumatic stress, that you want to learn about, the VA has a public-facing website with education right there for you. It's at www.ptsd.va.gov/public. And listeners can go to that website, and there's a family section. And so it's going to have educational resources for you. And the VA has really invested into those educational resources. So that's the first place that I would start. And it's always good to try and look for vetted resources. So there's a lot out there on chat boards and informal websites and things like that. And those are really supportive and can be good, but I always recommend checking back with another official website just to, see what the official information is and how it differs from what you might see on a supportive chat board or something like that.
I think there's a lot out there. I have had Dr. Ben Galliard from Colorado Springs. He's written a book about brain health, and people can look him up, Dr. Ben Galliard. It's important to learn, because if you don't know, what you don't know can hurt you, right?
That's right.
And you also are a college professor, as I understand it. So you're educating people all the time.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate to have this wonderful job that allows me to both, in my clinical work, I do couples therapy at the Austin VA Outpatient Clinic. I have the opportunity to teach about once a year, and I often focus on trauma-informed care as well as couples therapy. And then I have that research part of my job. And I'm so fortunate to be able to have each of those pieces on a given week.
A lot of people don't know about the Center of Excellence. Can you tell us just a little bit more about that in detail, and maybe a success story, of some of the people who have gone through some of the research?
Well, yeah, so the Center of Excellence, was set up here in Texas, in Central Texas, really by Congress. We're a congressionally mandated research center because Congress saw the need for more research on returning veterans. And in Texas, of course, with Fort Hood and our heavy military involvement throughout the state, including our Guard and Reserve component, this was a place where that was really important. And so the Center of Excellence was set up to be this premier center that takes into account all components of physical and mental health disorders. So, you know, we're able to look at changes in the brain in our neuroimaging group.
All right.
We're able to look at biomarkers and genetics in our biomarkers group.
I'll tell you what, let's do, Dr. Creech. We're going to have to take a break from that's part of the radio business. So let's take a break, and we'll be right back with Dr. Susanna Creech of the VA Center of Excellence. She is a mental health specialist, and we're going to be talking more about family and how you can help a family. This is Alliance for the Brave, and we'll be right back.
Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army, retired.
I served many years in Korea in the United States Army. You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. Our trip will take place from 17 through 24 October 2018, and I'll be there to be your guide for the entire time. We'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. We'll explore the national security issues involving the current situation in Korea. If you want to learn what's going on, this is a trip you want to come on. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. We'll also have a chance to see the North Korean invasion tunnels and learn a lot about the security situation in Korea. You'll experience Korean culture, dine in some of the best restaurants in the world, and much, much more. Seoul, Korea is one of the biggest and most modern cities in the world. Join me on this trip. 17 through 24 October, we're going to go to Korea, a trip of a lifetime.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entel. Find out more. Go to AllianceForTheBrave.com. 1160 AM KBDT proudly presents this historic salute to Grapevine, Texas. Brought to you by the Grapevine Visitor and Information Center. In 1886, the St. Louis Southwestern Railroad, also known as the Cotton Belt, arrives in Grapevine. The whole town turns out in their Sunday best to meet the train. With ready national transportation available, Grapevine would become an agricultural trade center, a major player in both Texas and national commerce.
I'm Brady Clausen, Managing Director of Sales and Marketing with the Grapevine Convention and Visitors Bureau. My wife and I relocated to Grapevine about 3.5 years ago. We're not native Texans, but we got here just as quick as we could. We have since started a family and bought a house. Such a dynamic community that has embraced hospitality and tourism from the very beginning of time.
Grapevine, Texas, a world festival and event city. Find out more about Grapevine by going to www.grapevinetexas.gov.
With this salute to historic Grapevine, I'm Brady Clausen.
Step back in time. Visit historic Grapevine, Texas today.
This is Jim Blythe, your host for Alliance for the Brave. I work for Homebridge Financial Services Mortgage Company, and we're one of the top mortgage lenders in the nation. We're offering to our listeners a special promotion. Homebridge is offering $500 off your closing costs to our listeners who use the promo code A4B. That's A in the number 4B. Just call 833-4-MY-VA-LOAN. That's 833, the number 4, MY-VA-LOAN. Or visit our website at homebridge.com. My NMLS number is 311-548. And our Homebridge Company NMLS is 6521. Our address is 194 Wood Avenue South, 9th floor, Island, New Jersey, 08830. We are an equal opportunity lender, and we love veterans and want to help you with your home loan financing needs. Jim Blythe with Homebridge. You can also go to my website at AllianceForTheBrave.com.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army retired.
Confidence is a force multiplier. Leaders must generate confidence. Confidence is contagious. If you have confidence, you can make your team confident. But if you don't have confidence, if you lack confidence, they'll be hesitant. What kind of team do you want? As a leader, you want a confident team that can move forward. If you say what you mean and do what you say, and you have confidence in what you're doing, you can lead a team effectively. I'm Colonel John Entel, American-Leadership.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I am Ron Abrams, District Outreach Coordinator for the Texas Veterans Commission. And also on today's show, we have our usual host, Jim Blythe. He's a certified senior advisor. And we do welcome back our guest, Dr. Susan Creech. She's a clinical psychologist and research psychologist with the VHA Vision 17. Now, for our transitioning military and those that are in who aren't quite familiar, VHA, that's the Veterans Health Administration, and VISN, V-I-S-N, that's Victor India Sierra November, that's the Veterans Integrated Services Network. And she's under the number 17 throughout the United States here. But we do welcome you back, Dr. Creech. Thank you for holding.
Thanks for having me.
If you don't mind, could you speak to the integrated portion of that nice acronym, VISN? a lot of our transitioning military are going to be very familiar with the processes when they, of course, file for their claims and things of that nature. But could you speak to that as to what's being integrated under this system?
Yeah, so that the use of the term integrated is to refer to sort of a region of VA healthcare centers that are supposed to be linked to where, you know, if there's one, you know, and ours is all of Texas in VISN 17. And so, you know, there are some hospitals in our VISN that are better equipped to deal with certain injuries, you know, for example, a burn injury or something related to prosthetics, whereas there's going to be other hospitals that are better equipped for mental health care, specialty mental health care, or, you know, specialty surgeries and things like that. And so it's supposed to ensure seamless transition and integration of care across those facilities wherever the veteran may receive their care.
Outstanding. Thank you. I did have one other question concerning the research. I understand you're a research psychologist as well. When it comes mm-hmm. to post-traumatic stress disorder, post-traumatic stress, ADHD, things of that nature, where do you see the field going 5 to 10 years from now? What types of progresses do you think we will see?
Well, to me, the two biggest things in PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, are first, we've got to get a handle on how to prevent this from happening. And right now, we have some ideas of factors that are maybe risk factors, but we need to translate those into actionable steps to help prevent this from occurring if possible. So that's the first thing. And I think that a lot of the advances in genetics and some of these big, big data sets, so a lot of you that are currently serving in the Army may have participated in Army STARS. That's been this incredible initiative to have service members fill out these assessments throughout several years. And that's big, big data that's given us a better sense than ever before about some of the risk factors and things that our service members are experiencing. So I think we're going to really see advances in that area, prevention. And then to me, the second thing is we've got to get a handle on why our treatment for post-traumatic stress works for some people but not for others. You know, we're fortunate that in the past 20 years we've seen major advances in these treatments, and now we're able to say we have effective treatments for post-traumatic stress, and they work for just over 50% of the people who receive them. And the next step is figuring out what we need to do to make sure they work for everyone.
You know, that's tremendous, because the research you're doing, I would venture a guess, in my opinion, that in the last 5 to 10 years, you have made enormous progress in some of the things. For instance, with Dr. Russell, I saw that is piece of Israeli equipment that they're using for TBI and stress. Amazing the advances that you guys are making right now. And now, I tell you what, when we come back after this word, I want to talk more, though, about household and family relationships and those dynamics, because I know there's a lot of problems, especially when service members come back from overseas deployment. People say, hey, you changed. Well, I know I changed. And so when we come back, Dr. Creech, let's talk more about the family and getting the family involved and how they can help.
Absolutely. That sounds great.
All right. Tell you what, this is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams. We're talking with Dr. Susanna Creech about mental health and family mental health as part of the VA healthcare system. So we're going to be right back after these words. You're listening to Alliance for the Brave.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee says he will give the woman who is accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault more time to decide on the terms of her appearance before the committee. President Trump is now questioning Ford's story.
Why didn't somebody call the FBI 36 years ago?
Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa tweeted his reply after the lawyer for Christine Blasey Ford asked for another day to make the decision. He said he feels like he's playing second trombone in the judiciary orchestra, and Schumer is the conductor. Grassley says he has granted 5 extensions to Dr. Ford, and he adds he wants to hear her story. Ford's lawyer asked for one more day just before Friday night's 10 o'clock deadline. Ford now has until 2:30 this afternoon to respond to the request to testify. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Host for Alliance for the Brave. I work for Homebridge Financial Services Mortgage Company, and we're one of the top mortgage lenders in the nation. We're offering to our listeners a special promotion. Homebridge is offering $500 off your closing costs to our listeners who use the promo code A4B. That's A and the number 4B. Just call 833-4-MY-VA-LOAN. That's 833, the number 4-MY-VA-LOAN. Or visit our website at homebridge.com. My NMLS number is 311-548. And our Homebridge company NMLS is 6521. Our address is 194 Wood Avenue South, 9th floor, Island, New Jersey, 08830. We are an equal opportunity lender, and we love veterans and want to help you with your home loan financing needs. Jim Blythe with Homebridge. You can also go to my website at allianceforthebrave.com.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Antel, U.S. Army retired.
Leaders eat last. This is a metaphor that is very important for leadership. It is all about understanding how to lead. You put your people first. Simple things like food. If you're at a company picnic, at a company party, and the boss comes in, he fills his plate up, and he goes first. And the last person in only has salad. That person who had salad will never forget it. Leaders eat last. You take care of your people first, and then you take care of yourself. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services and Gear Services Web Design. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now, back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
And this is Jim Blythe. We're talking with Dr. Susanna Creech to tie yellow ribbon around family issues that deal with mental health. Dr. Creech, what do you think some of the most important things that families can do to help the returning service men and women?
Well, so one of the first things when families are reuniting, if they've, you know, if your service member has been deployed and you haven't been together for a while, is sort of take it slowly. And as you were mentioning before, you know, recognize that both of you have probably changed in ways that you're not aware of yet. The children, if they're there, they've grown, they've changed. And sort of to have patience with one another and to work on accepting that you're going to have to, you know, make some changes in the way that you relate to one another, and that your family just may be different, and that it'll take some time to get to where you want to be. That honeymoon period that people talk about is really a myth. I think
what you're saying is sometimes absence doesn't necessarily make the heart grow fonder. It changes people. I remember coming back from deployment, my second time to go to Vietnam on an aircraft carrier. When the ship pulled in, many of the families that were waiting on the dock, it was almost unrecognizable versus the family that was standing on the dock when we pulled out 7 or 8 or 9 months before. And those changes can be so dramatic. And I think you're right. I also am a huge believer in counseling. And doesn't the VA provide some opportunities for families to do counseling together to try and get the communication going the right direction?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, if you want to get ahead of any problems that might crop up, or you're dealing with problems in your intimate relationship now, the VA does offer couples therapy. You know, it's not present at every VA, but it is offered. And so I would suggest, you know, looking into that. It's the training and communication skills, and sometimes just having another person in the room to help you work through a complicated problem is tremendously beneficial for our military couples.
Dr. Creech, Ron Abrams here again. You just mentioned something that kind of threw a light bulb on in my head. You said that the family member may have changed as well, not just the service member. Could you speak to
that? Well, you know, so when your partner is away from the house, they're deployed or stationed elsewhere, and the family isn't together, you know, one member of the family may begin taking responsibility for everything in the household, and it just probably wasn't that way before. You may have shared these obligations, and that can really change how you relate to one another, and that distance. People, you know, we grow all through adulthood, and our likes and our dislikes and who we are and our sense of self, and so that happens. Continuously, and to, you know, it's a disservice for our military families to, you know, tell everyone it's going to be the same and it's going to be this happy, perfect honeymoon when you're back together. And we just have to have patience and understanding that both parties changed.
I, without a doubt, and I experienced this when I came home, but one of the things that was so important, I think, for me and my family. I wasn't married at the time, but my mom and dad, my aunts and uncles, they sent letters. Now, today you've got Skype. Today you've got Zoom. Today you've got computers that people can plug in and communicate.
FaceTime,
Facebook. I think communication is really, really important, especially positive communication and lifting people up. And again, I go back to my friend Drago that – He was a SEAL. He was a breacher. And I know Dr. Russell told me there's been a lot of studies done about breachers as well as NFL athletes for all of the head trauma that they get from what goes on, from either butting heads or blowing doors open. And these changes are so subtle that the serviceman or woman may not recognize the fact. They weren't blown up in an IED. They weren't, you know, blown out of an airplane like my friend Dave Carey. What happened to them was subtle over time. Yet when they come home, the family sees it big time. And frequently there's a lot of problems. There's a lot of issues in trying to deal with that, especially when you have a man or woman who has been overseas and they're very proud of who they are and what they've done. And so I think, again, recognizing that instead of getting into a confrontational type situation, getting into a communicational situation. And that's what you're talking about in family service with the VA.
That's right. The best thing we can do both for our intimate relationships and when we're parenting children is to not react when we have emotions that are high. A lot of problems happen because we're angry and we react. And if we can just learn to take a few steps back, to calm down, to breathe, and then deal with the problem, things will go a lot better.
Without a doubt, because I think one of the things that I learned a little bit about martial arts, never get mad, never lose your temper, never lose control. And for me, I've had experiences in my life where that happened, and I regretted it. And so you can't take back. You can apologize, but you can't take back those harmful things that maybe you said. So whether you're being deployed or coming back from deployment or family, be careful with what you say. Think about what you say before you say it. And when you've got a situation that's really stressful, I got to tell you, get out of the room. Go talk to somebody, right?
That's right. That's exactly right.
You know, one of the other things you said, Dr. Creech, is about support for that family giver, that caretaker that's trying to take care of them. That is so terribly, terribly important. I think that a lot of people don't realize the stress. I know I see that as a certified senior advisor in what I call sandwich generation families, where they're taking care of an elderly parent, they're taking care of a child, and in between the two, the caretaker is the one who's not being taken care of. Can you address this a little bit, please?
That's right. Yeah, and that's a huge issue. You know, we want to care for our loved ones, be it our older parents or a partner or even children. And so a lot of times that caregiver, you know, they're the ones that they're not sleeping because they can't get everything done in the day. They're maybe not eating nutritious and healthy meals. They don't have a chance to get exercise. They don't have a chance. You know, you see these caregivers put off going to the doctor for major issues. And that's just not helpful in the long run. So I always encourage caregivers, you know, try and find somebody that can give you an hour break every day. Or, you know, schedule that in a couple times a week if possible. Pull on your resources that are available, whether it's, you know, neighbors or friends, or maybe you're with a church family, anything like that. And don't be afraid to ask. We all need these supportive communities around us. We've gotten away from that a little bit in our country, and we've got to get back to that because it really does take a village, both for raising children, but also for caregiving.
Oh, without a doubt, that is so important. You got some resources. You sent me a wonderful PowerPoint, and quite frankly, I've been flipping through this PowerPoint, showing it to Ron. There's some great resources, PTSD resources. Let me give these out, okay? There's a www.ptsd.va.gov/public/treatment. /therapy.med. We're going to post these on my Jim Blythe and on our Alliance for the Brave website. Coaching into care hotline for families of veterans. That coaching is so important. You can get some help. And quite frankly, I'm going to tell you the truth. We have such an epidemic in this nation of suicides and problems. It's not just for veterans.
Right.
It's across the board. And getting a family coach, getting a chaplain. There, so many friends of mine are chaplains. They're available to help. And then the VA has a crisis hotline. That number is 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. And then you press 1. That's getting some help. That's getting some support for the treatment. Do you have
and Jim, if I can just add, a lot of people don't know that as a family member, you can call that crisis hotline if you're worried about your military or veteran loved one.
Oh, without a doubt. And I think one of the things that I think is so important is preparation and planning. Without a doubt, research, knowledge. You talked about this, education, learning. I think it would be real smart if my family member was being deployed overseas, if I did some research in all of these topics and I knew about it, so I was better equipped to handle it. It's kind of like flying a plane. The more you know and the better trained you are, the better you're going to do, right?
That's right, yeah. And, you know, a lot of times getting ahead of it and finding out what's available in case you need it is the best way to approach the situation. If you're looking for it when you're already in distress, it's so much harder.
Well, Dr. Creech, I can tell you from personal experience, having been in some bad situations in my life, yours truly, unfortunately, said the wrong thing at the wrong time in an emotional situation that had I done some research, had I done some maybe pre-counseling, had I done some thought processes about this, I would have handled the situation differently, and a whole lot of people would not have gotten hurt, myself included. So I encourage people to go to these resources, find out, learn, do everything you can. A strong family is a family that stays together. A strong family is a family that supports all of the family members, not just mom and dad. And I think this is hugely important.
Absolutely. I completely agree. And, you know, it's human. We're human beings, and saying the wrong thing happens. But if you can do one thing to get yourself some space to calm down your emotions, you're better equipped to not say those things you don't want to say. And then, of course, you know, if you do, you've got to repair it. And that's one of those things that those chaplains, couples therapists, and other resources can help you learn to do.
Without a doubt. And one of the things that I keep coining this phrase, actually, I didn't coin it. Joyce Myers did. The battlefield of the mind. We've got to work together to fight and to help people understand that battlefield of the mind. We've got to do more as a family of military veterans and then within our families of being support and a support group. Wouldn't you say, Ron?
Indeed. Indeed. I like the fact that on your resources, your list of resources, you mentioned the vet centers. And I work with one in Pantego, which is actually a little subdivision of Arlington, Texas. But they do a great job in helping those with PTSD, those that have even had women and men with sexual trauma being in the military. Mm-hmm. And I just love the programs that they have available there, too. Extracurricular activities, painting, jazz, you know, they have a lot of things that keep your mind off of everything else. But one thing I would like to encourage our listeners to do, I know YouTube is becoming like Wikipedia, right? And you can pretty much add to it, but definitely use that as another resource just to get an idea as to what PTSD looks like, post-traumatic stress disorder looks like, things of that nature. So definitely try it.
Dr. Creech, you sent me a tremendous PowerPoint. How can people get that? How could they get a copy of this PowerPoint?
It may be that we can post it on our Vision 17 Center of Excellence website. So that's one of the things that we can look into on this side.
I will post it on our website. And one of the most important things, in one of the last pages, it says, put on your own oxygen mask before you help those around us. Dr. Creech, thank you for helping us to put on our oxygen mask to help others. I want to say thank you and have a great morning. Dr. Creech, thank you for being with us.
Absolutely. It was my pleasure.
All right. Have a great day. This is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams. We'll be right back in a few minutes to wrap up this show and talk about all of the events going on in North Texas. This is Alliance for the Brave.
1160 AM KBDT proudly presents this historic salute to Grapevine, Texas. Brought to you by Grapevine Power Sports. In 1889, the J.E. Faust store opens on Main Street. It's now Grapevine's oldest remaining brick building. Eggs sell for 10 cents per dozen. Butter is 20 cents per pound. And chickens are $2.50 a dozen.
I'm Aaron McWhorter with Grapevine Power Sports. When I bought the dealership, I came in to buy a four-wheeler. They were a freestanding Kawasaki dealership. And I said, Dennis, I don't mean to pry. Are you interested in selling this place? And he said, I don't know why I'm telling you this, but we're fixing to put it on the market. I said, Dennis, I'll take it. In the last 3 years, we've done 60% increase. The mayor's a customer of mine. The city manager is a customer of mine. A lot of friends that live here still. The small town feel right in the middle of the big metroplex.
Grapevine, Texas, a world festival and event city. Find out more about Grapevine by going to www.grapevinetexas.gov. Step back in time. Visit historic Grapevine, Texas today. Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army, retired.
You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. From 17 through 24 October 2018, we'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. Join me on this trip. We're going to go to Korea.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entel. Find out more. Go to AllianceForTheBrave.com. 1160 AM KBDT proudly presents this historic salute to Grapevine, Texas. Brought to you by the Giddens Gallery of Fine Art at 624 South Main Street. In 1871, the Baptist Church builds a new brick building. On New Year's Day, Mrs. J.L. Moorhead is baptized. The water was frozen over, so they had to break the ice before the ceremony.
This is John Giddens, and I'm one of the owners of Giddens Gallery of Fine Art. My wife is the other owner. Her name is Cherry Giddens. Our gallery started because my wife is an artist. And because I wanted a venue to show her beautiful art. Grapevine is a great city because it's so unique in itself. It's a very historic city. So when you come in, you get to see the old, but get to experience the modern.
Grapevine, Texas, a world festival and event city. Find out more about Grapevine by going to www.grapevinetexas.gov.
With this salute to historic Grapevine, I'm John Giddens.
Step back in time. Visit historic Grapevine, Texas today.
Get the best night's sleep of your life with a MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, and you'll get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. 100% machine washable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. How can you lose? Go to MyPillow.com, promo code...
Listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back aboard. You're with Ron Abrams and Jim Blythe, and we're bringing this ship back into the dock for the end of the day. Hey, I want to say a special hi, thank you, and shout out to all of our Facebook friends who tuned in. I want to say a special shout out to Pete Prasad. His program is going to be preempted by a tremendous Notre Dame football game right after this. You got to tune in to Pete 11 o'clock on Saturdays. Great friend, great guy, great show, talking about mental health, wellness. Pete Prasad, thank you, buddy, for all you do for veterans. And to all of the people who tuned in the radio, thank you so much. We are doing everything we can to help you. Ron, you got some things?
Indeed. I'd like to give, first of all, a shout-out to the personnel over at Recovery Resource Council, Mr. Federico Mendez, and, of course, Michelle McQueen. They were actually guests on the show about a year ago, but they've been so busy throughout the year, but we're looking at getting them back on the show. But they have a new program called Enduring Families Program, and this offers free mental health services for men and women veterans. So you definitely want to take advantage of that. All you have to do is call 817-332-6329. Again, that's 817-332-6329. And that's a direct number to Mr. Mendez, Federico Mendez. Again, this is Enduring Families Program, free mental health services for men and women veterans.
That's important. That's important. Also coming up next weekend, Saturday, Dallas City Hall, the Flag Room, Congressman Pete Sessions will be hosting with Charlene Johns and Ken Watterson and the people from our VA healthcare system. The mayor of Dallas will be there. We're going to be talking about improving mental health and helping veterans and suicide prevention. That's very, very important. And on the fun side of it, in October, man, we got a bunch of great, besides the State Fair of Texas, we got a golf tournament. The VeteranForces.com is putting on a tournament for remembering the Full Metal Jacket DI.
Yes.
Yeah, Lee Ermey.
Get off my obstacle.
Yeah, that's going to be a great one. Go to VeteranForces.com and then AUSA. The Association of the United States Army, Audie Murphy Chapter, North Texas, they've got a great golf tournament at Brookhaven Country Club coming up on the 16th. Diane and I are going to be there watching for somebody to have a hole-in-one. You've got some other great things coming up, don't you, brother?
Indeed. The Texas Veterans Commission, my organization, we're going to be hosting a municipality hiring event for veterans, military spouses, and family members. It's going to be held at Richland College, located at 675 West Walnut Street in the big city of Garland, Texas. This is going to be October 2nd from 9 to 12. Again, that's Richland College, 675 West Walnut Street, big city of Garland, Texas, October 2nd, 9 to 12 p.m.
All of these things, all of these events, go to your local area. If you're in New York, you're in Wisconsin, you're in California, go to the VFWs, go to the Foreign Legion, go to checking out veterans events. Because the more you plug in together, the more you work together, the more you volunteer together, be a part of Team Rubicon, be a part of the Mission Continues, the more you can do, the more you bring back all of those skills and things. So this is Jim Blythe with my prayer that all of you are safe and come back home. This is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams. This was Alliance for the Brave. Stay tuned for the Notre Dame football game.
the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars.
Trap!